Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast, a space for nurturing the ecosystem of business, body, and living. What would it be like if you gave your body a leadership role in your business and chose greater happiness every day? These are the conditions that create a healthy biome and a thriving business. I'm your host, Heather Nichols, and I'm so happy you're here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. We're here for another episode in the lovely jungle of La Manzanilla, Mexico. My favorite little palapa office that I'm so grateful to get to enjoy. And I want to talk about the neurology of change from a very unique perspective. So let's see how we go. Because I have been having some really incredible awarenesses lately about all so many different things and how they kind of tie together when it comes to change. And always, of course, with the biome, including the body, because our bodies actually will facilitate change. They will facilitate creation, like literally make it easier. And they will also stop change because there are certain things that we, like our nervous system has decided that it can't handle. And a very robust, healthy, agile, flexible nervous system allows for a lot of change in your life and a lot of change in your world. And, you know, change is one of those things that some people see as a bad thing. I never see it as that. And I think, you know, people who are seekers in the world are, you know, embrace change as a reality and as a positive thing. But we also then sometimes try to like brace against it and keep it from happening. Because, you know, if everything stays the same, at least we know what to expect, even if it's not the most ideal situation, at least we know what to expect. And that I think is a product of just the world of impossibility that so many people function from. And that this reality would sort of like have us believe is actually the case, but it's not. There's so much that's possible. There's so much that can be changed, and that we are having a few little bug bites on my feet here. So I'm just moving my feet. But there's so much possibility in the world. And when we brace against change and we brace against, you know, too much, too fast and all of that, we eliminate so much possibility. And the things that we're actually asking for, you know, then cannot actually show up. And a lot of this actually begins with our nervous system. You know, we organize ourselves around in relationship to our environment, neurologically, and in a lot of ways, energetically, neurologically, and in so many ways with our points of view. But let's talk about the neurology of it, since that's what we're talking about on this episode. And when we organize ourselves in like neurology is sort of like the kind of unconscious. It's one of the unconscious ways that we bring ourselves to the world is like just the function of our nervous system, where it's sort of a, you know, we have a lot of like past traumas that get stored in the nervous system, get stored in the body, based on, you know, a fight or flight response that has been elicited in the body. And if you have a traumatic event in your history, or you even just have like a relationship where you've been invalidated a lot, or just being in the world, you know, being in the world for a lot of people is actually quite traumatic. And I don't mean to be dramatic about that, but it is this, it is not easy for a lot of us to just be in the world, because everything about this world is quite invalidating of us as a being and our bodies. And so we have to manage that. And so we we brace ourselves neurologically. We get into a fight or flight response and we brace ourselves neurologically. And the nervous system kind of like creates this holding pattern in the body that also creates a rigidity in the, well, the energetic flows in our bodies and in our world, but also a dynamic rigidity in our tissue. And so the tissue of the body, the fascia, which is a big part of this, gets actually solidified and becomes a lot more rigid and hardened, basically, based on what's happening neurologically. So our bodies become inflexible as we become inflexible, as our ability to respond to change and different environmental, you know, inputs becomes inflexible, basically. Like there's less agility, less flexibility there. And with that, we like everything has to just get smaller. Your life has to get smaller. You brace against change. You brace against things being different. And yet you're probably asking for something really different, but neurologically there, your body isn't resourced enough to have a different, allow for a different reality to show up. And so we will refuse situations, energies, choices, people, you know, that actually could contribute to us because they're so energetically different that our nervous system can perceive them as threatening even when they're not, even when they are actually a possibility. And this is really, and we get into these, this is how like habits form. So we get into these habitual ways of being and moving in the world, not just with our physical movement, but actually like we have like a set kind of menu of choices. And it's almost like your menu is like one cuisine. You know, you're like, I'm only going to choose Italian food. You know, I'm only going to choose American food. I'm only going to choose whatever, you know. So there's like a set menu and a set of a specific set of energies that match what you're willing to have neurologically and energetically. And your body unconsciously, like the unconsciousness that we bring to our bodies, holds all of that in place. So it's like if you're asking for something different in your life and you would need to make choices over here, you know, you'd need to like have more Japanese food on the menu, you know, in order to have what you're asking for, but you won't, not only will you not choose it, but you won't even perceive it as an option, a possibility, a contribution. And because you got to stay Italian, you know, then that's all that you're going to have, you know, and it's just as simple as saying, you know, if you want something different, you got to do something different. You got to choose something different. Because doing the same thing, choosing the same thing, you know, being the same thing, it's going to yield the same thing. And so many of us like keep choosing the same thing without even realizing it. And the same thing keeps showing up and then get frustrated that change isn't occurring. And so when we go to the neurology, we go to our bodies and we go to the tissue of our bodies, and specifically the fascia, we start to change things at a neurological, structural, energetic, you know, fascial level. Our bodies start to become less rigid. There's less holding patterns. There's less gripping in so many ways, energetically and physically. And our menu of choices for what we can have as a reality, what we can choose, what we can create, opens up dynamically. And so how do we, this is kind of like leads into more of a conversation about fascia, because I am really fascinated. I just think that's so funny. By this whole universe. And one of the ways that I've been seeing this in my own life is through the practice of Bowspring movement, which is an incredible movement system. It's a postural movement system that allows us, like where we're actually reshaping the fascia through our own attention, intention, and movement. And it's a very specific set of, it's like a postural system that has its own kind of algorithm, so to speak, that or like set of, you know, possibilities is that's kind of what I prefer to say. Like where it's like ways that you move your body and hold your body that go very against, in a weird way, a lot of what we've been taught, a lot of how we tend to hold our bodies. We tend to close down the front of our bodies and hyper extend the back. And so everything kind of goes offline when we do that. And there's all kinds of things that happens on an internal level with our organs and our neurology as a result of that. And so Bowspring like changes that and brings the back of the body back online so that everything can open up. And there's this tensile strength that occurs through the Bowspring practice where we move, like we actually, we create, like there's a uniform tone that we engage with Bowspring, and it takes time to develop this because it's such a different way of moving and engaging the body. But we create this uniform tone in the body that actually like hugs the bones. But in that hugging of the bones, it allows what's on the inside to open dynamically. So there's this simultaneous like embrace that happens where we start to embrace ourselves, and our tissue starts to embrace ourselves, and the tissue starts to embrace the bone in a uniform way that allows for this like expansiveness from the inside. And it's kind of like when you're, you know, if you feel very held in your life, you can relax and expand, you know, whereas like what happens otherwise is the fascia actually hardens and it solidifies the muscle, and it pulls the muscle and the tissue away from the bones. And that creates a lot of anxiety and neurological disharmony in the body, because the muscle moves away from the bones, the tissue moves away from the bones, and the bones kind of like, they start to like float around, you know, in a way that's not healthy and doesn't support the structure of the body, which also translates into how we move in the world, be in the world, show up in the world, how we experience our bodies, how we experience ourselves, and the choices that we can make. So when we start to bring all of this back online, there's a incredible, one of the things I've been seeing is for my own practice is this incredible, like actually right now I'm in this phase with my practice where there's a lot of kind of triggering happening in a great way. Like as I engage and I hold myself more so that I can expand, relax, and relax into the structure of my body more and the energetic fluidity of my body and my whole life. As I do more of that, it's like I can feel this neurological unwinding that's happening in my body. And because the fascia, so if you I've done quite a few episodes on fascia. It's a bit of a buzzword in the world too right now in some circles. But if you don't know what fascia is, it is this incredibly thin membranous tissue that wraps everything in our bodies. It wraps our bones and our organs and our muscles. It wraps everything. And it can be, there's a spectrum of fascia can be actually quite fluid and gel-like, viscous in quality, and it can be hard and brittle. And in a lot of bodies, most bodies in the world, it's more on the hard and brittle side. And when the fascia, if you can imagine, if there's a membrane wrapping, let's just take all of your bone, all of your muscles, like a muscle is wrapped with fascia that is hard and brittle, and it's hardened the muscle away from the bone, that's going to create pain. There's a lot of structural stuff that's going to go on. But like, as you start to change the fascia and through movement. So there's Bowspring movement, there's ESSI body work, energetic body work, which is energetic synthesis of structural embodiment. So there's ESSI works a lot with the fascia. And as we melt it and we liquefy it more, then there's more, you know, wholeness and fluidity with the muscles, and they can hug the bone more and create this sense of holding in the body, and then a sense of expansiveness and readiness to move in lots of different directions in our lives. And if you look at, so the fascia wraps the muscles, it wraps the bones, wraps the organs, wraps the nerve endings and the nerve fibers. So if it's hardened and brittle, then your nervous system is going to be constantly, and this is the thing that I'm finding in my own practice, is there's this like incredible unwinding of all of that going on, where it's like I can feel my nervous system actually being supported through the practice of Bowspring, that in such a way that and ESSI has facilitated this a lot as well. I do Bowspring every day. I don't do ESSI. I do ESSI on myself every day, but I don't receive ESSI sessions from people every day. But that energy is very much in my world from taking classes and facilitating classes. But it's there's this like, as the nervous system, like the actual nerves and the nerve fibers and the nerve endings, the fascia that wraps those nerves gets softened and more gel-like, more viscous, more fluid, more possible, basically greater possibility. Then the nervous system actually has a chance to discharge a lot of that traumatic activation that has been held in place by so much of our history that gets stored in our neurology, that gets held in place by the brittle and hard fascia, that then translates into a lack of choice, lack of presence, lack of willingness to move in the world, and lack of capacity to create. And so I'm like so intrigued by this whole connection and seeing how, you know, as I support my fascia, as I support my neurology in a different way, all of these different things are showing up. And as I'm like playing with this Bowspring movement, you know, and every day, like tuning in, dropping into that space and playing with this like deep holding of myself, my bones, my tissues, my neurology, you know, my world, my energetic world. It's like my body then is like, there's actually a greater relaxation that shows up in my body. Because when our tissue is brittle, our fascia is brittle, our nerves are like a live wire, you know, and there's this constant neurological charge happening in the system, relaxation can't actually happen. Like that's not even, it's like we can talk about it as a great possibility. And it sounds wonderful. And it's sure as hell, you know, for most people is like, yes, please, I'd like to have that. But if your body and your neurology can't support it, there's only so far you can get with just simply the choice for relaxation. You've got to actually change the physiology and the energetic structures, the connective tissue, the fascia, and all of those other pieces that contribute to the nervous system being deeply, profoundly held, supported, and able to, you know, to be a lot more fluid, a lot more agile, a lot more viscous, a lot more, you know, just having this massive spectrum of choices that become available from that. And it's, to me, it's like the approach that I'm personally taking is like the movement is like constantly, you know, playing with my fascia, the movement, not just that I do when I'm doing Bowspring, but when I'm moving in the world, because it's teaching me a lot about my structure and how I'm holding myself, how I hold my bones, and how, you know, where are the places of rigidity in my body that keep my bones in an alignment that's not ideal, that creates more pain, more gripping, more neurological stress, less relaxation, less creation, less choice, less possibility. And so playing with the movement, and then as that, you know, as things expand there and as my fascia actually changes, then there's greater spaces of relaxation I can explore in every area of my life. That translates into my creative universe and how I am with my business. Because one of the things that is very dynamic in terms of creation and business is that we can, what we can create in our businesses with our money flows and all of that is incredibly dynamic when we have a very resourced body and a resourced nervous system and fluid fascia network. And it really enhances our communion with everything. Like it actually connects us more to the earth, to nature, to the evolution of things and how the universe moves in an organic way. And when we can be part of that organic movement of the universe, the earth, you know, and our own beautiful conscious organism, then we are in the slipstream of consciousness. Like we're moving in a way that is so much greater with so much more ease and elegance. And creation just becomes something that occurs as you ask and you show up every day, you ask what you can add to your life. You look every day at what you're asking for to have more of, and then it just starts to unfold and show up. You follow the energy and it shows up. What a space, what a creative possibility. And I'm just so grateful and so fascinated by this and how it all flows together, how it all works together. And there's a million tools that support all of this, you know, and it may seem like, wow, that's a tall order, you know? And in a way it is, you know, it's a big choice to choose to have that kind of an adventure with your body, that much presence with your body, that much commitment to neurological change, that much commitment to the neurology of change, that much commitment to greater possibility in your life and a greater exploration of what's available to you on this planet. And yet, you know, and for some people, it's like, no, I can't even begin to go there. And that's okay. You know, if you're still listening, that's probably not you anyway. But it's a daily, you know, this is just like what shows up with us every day as we move in the world, you know, and we show up, we have new tools, new awareness, new possibilities and new challenges. And we, you know, start to use those challenges in a greater way as well. And so much more becomes available from that space. And it's just a day-to-day, like show up, use your tools, get your hands on more tools, support yourself in whatever way you can, get support from other people around you in whatever way you can, tap into the things that are calling you, that your body is asking for. Be willing to ask for so much more in your life than you have before, and go on the adventure of it, because it truly is an adventure of living and creation. And every day can be greater and more can unfold and more does unfold every single day if we pay attention. And so, you know, there's lots of resources that I offer as well. Classes, you know, 3-day body class, body as your business partner class, business done different class, X-Men class, private sessions, private body work, SE intro classes, Bowspring classes. So to me, it's like I use all of those tools. And the foundation class, if you have not done an Access Consciousness foundation class or a BARS class, there's just so many tools that all have woven their way into my world around these conversations and the exploration that I get to be on in my own world every day and then, you know, facilitate with other people as well. And also, you know, a lot of the work that I did as a trauma therapist working with the body years ago and that I still do in some ways. And it's just there's so much thrival that's available to us when we be present with everything that is beyond anything that this most people in the world know is out there. And I'm so grateful to get to be part of it. And I'm grateful for you for being part of this, for listening. If it was a contribution to you, please do all those things, you know, subscribe, like, share, comment. If you're seeing this on YouTube, what else is possible with you, your fascia, your nervous system, and change, the neurology of change, the possibility that is available to you, and the choices that you can make when you are resourced neurologically and with your body. What an adventure. So enjoy and bye for now. Thank you for joining me for the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more resources, check out my website at heathernichols.com and my social media channels as well. Have a beautiful day, and remember that your business thrives when you do.